This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. United States Vice President Kamala Harris struck a tougher tone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during their meeting on Thursday. Ryan Chang from Reuters has more.
The first phase of the deal would bring about a full ceasefire, including a withdrawal of the Israeli military from population centers in Gaza. In the second phase, the Israeli military would withdraw from Gaza entirely, and it would lead to a permanent end to the hostilities. It is time for this war to end.
It was part of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, D.C. He'd earlier addressed lawmakers in Congress and met with the U.S. president. A ceasefire has been the subject of negotiations for months. U.S. officials believe the parties are closer than ever before to a deal for a six-week ceasefire in exchange for Hamas releasing some hostages.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. After saboteurs paralyzed France's high-speed rail network, concerns over safety of the opening ceremony linger. AP correspondent Angela Charlton explores the security around the 2024 Paris Olympic Games.
Arson attacks have hit France's rail network just hours before it hosts the opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympics. It is not clear who's behind these attacks, but they've affected nearly a million people already. This is a high-risk, high-ambition opening ceremony. For the first time, it's not in a stadium. It is on the Seine River in the open air. There are 500,000 people expected to be watching outside, and there are already tens of thousands of police, soldiers, and other security agents. Now, these train incidents today, police are investigating who's behind them and whether there's a direct link to the games, but it has already disrupted this very, very important opening day for France.
AP correspondent Angela Charlton. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit